Today is Saturday, January 11th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. We now have more information on the arrest of a triple murder suspect in Juneau County. Virgil Thew was arrested Thursday, 10 days after the bodies of 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two girls ages 12 and 13 were found by New Lisbon police in a home. According to a press release from the New Lisbon Police Department, the Juneau County Communications Center received a report of a suspicious individual just before noon in Elroy, about 12 miles south of New Lisbon. The deputy dispatched to the location identified Thew and arrested him without incident. Thew appeared in Juneau County Circuit Court on Friday afternoon for arraignment. He is charged with 8 felony counts, which include 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, with 1 count modified to include domestic abuse. 3 counts of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and taking and driving a vehicle without the owner's consent. He is also charged with misdemeanor resisting or obstructing an officer. Cash bond has been set at $5 million. Virgil Thew's next court appearance is scheduled for February 13th. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reported the temporary closure of Highway 58 southbound in Richland County early this morning due to an automobile crash. The Richland County Sheriff's Department responded to the incident that occurred around 2:30 near County Road D, south of Cazenovia. The incident was cleared and traffic was allowed to resume on Highway 58 an hour later at around 3:30 this morning. Today is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. In recognition of Governor Tony Evers' proclamation observing the day, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development released a new report highlighting key milestones the department achieved in 2024 to combat worker exploitation while supporting employers who play by the rules. The report, Working to End Exploitation, highlights the Department of Workforce Development's collaborative efforts to combat worker exploitation while advancing Wisconsin's record-breaking economic performance, including 7 consecutive months of record-high employment and continued low unemployment rates that are well below the national rates in 2024. Worker exploitation can take many forms. Among the most common are failing to provide safe and sanitary working conditions, wage and hour violations, human trafficking, and depriving employees of the benefits they've earned through worker misclassification of employees as independent contractors. Workers, employers, job seekers, and community members with concerns about worker exploitation are encouraged to contact the Department of Workforce Development at 608-266-3131. Additionally, the Department of Workforce Development website has a list of county migrant and seasonal farm worker service contacts and worker classification information. Governor Tony Evers, chair of the Wisconsin State Building Commission, has announced the commission approved a comprehensive budget adjustment for various University of Wisconsin system projects and authority to construct 2 important projects. The commission's approval of key projects on Friday comes as Republican lawmakers on the commission last month delayed reallocating over $70 million made available due to other projects the commission previously approved coming in under budget toward critical UW system building projects that were likewise already approved by the commission. The commission approved reallocating funding to support a $29 million for an expanded UW-Madison engineering building to address critical infrastructure and facility needs, expand enrollment, degrees, and program offerings, modernize classrooms, instructional and research laboratories, and to support its goal of increasing student enrollment by 1,000 in the engineering program. $10.5 million for the Winther Hall, Hyde Hall entry additions and renovations at UW-Whitewater to resolve infrastructure deficiencies and improve instructional and departmental spaces throughout the facility. $4.5 million for the completion of Heritage Hall at UW-Stout, which for creating a new unified home for the College of Arts and Human Sciences by consolidating and co-locating spaces across several facilities. And a small project funding release to help address the backlog of maintenance and repair projects across the state. According to new enrollment data released by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 306,470 Wisconsinites have signed up for health insurance on the individual marketplace through the Affordable Care Act, marking the highest enrollment Wisconsin has ever reached. This year's record surpasses last year's record-breaking year by more than 40,000 enrollees. Employment is open until Wednesday, January 15th, and Wisconsinites are still eligible to sign up for one of the dozens of health plans available on the federal marketplace at healthcare.gov. Those who already have insurance through the marketplace can also renew, update, or upgrade their healthcare plans. With all the activities available to them, many young people spend much of their free time online. Whether it's watching videos, playing games, or texting friends, they get caught up in the fun and may not know what to be aware of. There is a new program to help young people stay safe online. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We know young people spend a lot of time online, and they are a higher age group for falling victim, but the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, has started a new program called UVille that can help parents and educators teach kids ages 8 to 12 about privacy and online safety.
The cost to use the program is very reasonable, and the information will be interesting to the children learning about online safety.
It's free, it's standards-based, and that's important for education and learning, and contains activities to help kids learn how to safely navigate the online world in a way that can be really engaging and fun. It overall consists of 12 lessons, activity sheets, posters, and other free materials.
Michelle Reinen says that UVille can be used anywhere to help inform today's youth.
It can, again, be used by parents or in different classrooms, libraries, after-school care programs, youth groups. So there's a lot of possibilities here that it might be useful for individuals to take a look at this. And especially, like I said, could be entertaining and learning at the same time.
You can find this informational program by going to consumer.ftc.gov and then search for UVille. Also, if you or a child have been scammed online, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. A couple of headliners for this summer's Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival have been announced. Country music stars Chris Stapleton and Hank Williams Jr. are scheduled to perform over the weekend at the 2025 edition of the Celebration of Music, Motorcycle Culture, and Harley-Davidson's hometown of Milwaukee. The annual festival is set for July 10th through the 13th at Veterans Park along Milwaukee's lakefront and across the Milwaukee area. Tickets go on sale starting on January 17th and are available at hdhomecoming.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a broad incidental take permit authorization for the incidental taking of rare cave bats, which may occur as a result of wind turbines throughout Wisconsin, as well as adjusting the cave bat maternity roost period. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The proposed broad incidental take permit authorization for the wind energy and cave bats recognizes the importance of wind energy in Wisconsin, but also acknowledges the detrimental impact wind turbines may have on the state's cave bats. This broad incidental take permit authorization creates conservation measures for wind energy that are shown to be effective strategy in minimizing impacts on cave bats. As part of these updates, the existing cave bat broad incidental take permit authorization will also be updated to refer to the new wind energy document and to adjust to the cave bat maternity period. The disturbance caused by wind turbines may still result in some mortality. However, take will be minimized by following conservation measures. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on cave bat species will be incorporated into the proposed broad incidental take permit authorization. Copies of the Jeopardy assessment and background information on the cave bats are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts on cave bats by January 15th.